Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, September 19th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
September, a month for sickle cell awareness. In the month of September, communities nationwide unite to observe National Sickle Cell Awareness Month. This significant period serves as a crucial opportunity to enhance awareness about sickle cell disease, a hereditary blood disorder impacting millions of individuals and their families. A fundraising initiative has been introduced, featuring exciting giveaways aimed at engaging and inspiring public support. A percentage of the proceeds from the sale of high-quality Blue Sky scrubs and comfortable women's stretch scrubs will be directed to organizations committed to sickle cell research and patient support. Throughout the month, educational content will also be disseminated to inform the public about sickle cell disease, its symptoms, and the significance of research and support. By participating in this initiative, individuals can contribute to a significant cause while enjoying high-quality apparel that reflects their commitment to making a difference. AHS leader honored for decades of service in Alameda County. Sambo Lai, manager of interpreter services at Alameda Health System, has been honored with the Icon Award from KPIX for her decades of service to refugees and community members in Alameda County. Leading a department that handles 2,000 interpreter requests daily in 100 languages, Lai ensures that patients receive the care they need. Her personal journey, surviving the Khmer Rouge genocide, drives her dedication to helping underserved communities. Beyond her role at AHS, Lai organizes dance classes, assists with citizenship paperwork, and supports Cambodian cultural events. Recognized for her compassion and leadership, Lai's work exemplifies the mission of caring, healing, and serving all at AHS.
Investor news breaks: Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, leveraging positive clinical data to shape pivotal SGX-942 trial. Solagenix Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, is leveraging positive clinical data to shape its pivotal SGX-942 trial. The company's SGX-942 aims to alleviate oral mucositis, a debilitating side effect of cancer therapy with no FDA-approved treatment. Solagenix is analyzing phase 2 and 3 data to design a second pivotal phase 3 study and is seeking potential partners for the development program. The company's focus on rare diseases with unmet medical needs includes promising candidates like SGX-301, SGX-302, Duskatide, and Rivax. For more information, visit Solagenix's website at www.solagenix.com.
Mission IR News breaks: Nutriband Inc., NTRB, eyes clear development pathway for Aversa TM technology. Nutriband Inc., a transdermal pharmaceutical developer, has secured FDA engagement for its abuse deterrent technology, Aversa TM Fentanyl. The recent Type C meeting approval signals agency recognition of the product's potential to address unmet medical needs. This milestone covers the entire development arc from IND submission to 505B2, NDA approval, allowing Nutriband to leverage existing fentanyl safety data. The company's Aversa technology can prevent drug abuse, misuse, diversion, and accidental exposure. For more information about Nutriband, visit their website at www.nutriband.com.
Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., leadership and innovation drive late-stage biotech momentum. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTLC, is making waves in the biotech sector with CEO Dr. Vuong Trieo leading the charge. Dr. Trieo, known for creating oncology assets like Abraxane R and Sinvelok TM, is driving OTLC's late-stage pipeline with OT-101 in phase 3 trials for pancreatic cancer. The company has seen steady progress over 2 years in clinical and regulatory advancements, focusing on oncology and rare pediatric programs. By combining scientific innovation with strong leadership, companies like OTLC can create value for patients and investors. Stay updated on OTLC's latest news in the company's newsroom.
UCLA researchers received $2 million grant to study MRI-guided cancer radiation therapy. UCLA Health has been awarded a $2 million grant by ViewRay Systems to accelerate research on MRI-guided radiation therapy for cancer patients. This funding highlights the ongoing efforts to improve cancer treatment. Companies like Solagenx, NestNGX are also investing in innovative approaches. BioMedWire is a platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a wide network for efficient communication and tailored corporate solutions.
Investor News Breaks Isotropic Corporation, CEQB, F1R3, closes $375,000 private placement. Isotropic Corporation, a medical device company focused on breast cancer screening, has closed a $375,000 private placement. The placement consisted of 1.5 million units at $0.25 per unit, with each unit including a common share and a warrant exercisable at 50 cents for 3 years. The proceeds will be used for general working capital. An insider acquired 100,000 units, and the company paid $3,500 and issued 14,000 broker warrants in connection with the offering. For more information, visit Isotropic's website at isocorp.com or review its profile on SEDAR at sedarplus.ca. Investor News Breaks, Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTQB OTLC, featured in Network News Audio Release on Innovative Therapeutics Pipeline. Oncotelic Therapeutics, OTLC, is featured in a new Network News Audio press release titled Innovative Therapeutics Pipeline Positions Industry for Strong Market Growth. The release highlights the leadership of Chair and CEO Dr. Vuong Trieo, known for developing Abraxane-R and Sinvoloc-TM. With over 500 patent applications and 75 issued patents, Dr. Trieo's expertise positions Oncotelic to advance pioneering therapies. The company focuses on oncology and immunotherapy products, addressing high unmet need cancers and rare pediatric indications. Oncotelic also licenses and co-develops select drug candidates through joint ventures, owning 45% of GMP Bio, a joint venture advancing its own pipeline of drug candidates. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at .fm/OTLC.
Q&A with Alex Zhevoronkov, CEO of InSilico Medicine. Alex Zhevoronkov, PhD, founder and CEO of InSilico Medicine, has pioneered generative artificial intelligence and automated platforms for drug discovery. Under his leadership, InSilico raised over $500 million, started 6 human clinical trials, and entered phase 2 with an AI-discovered target and molecule. The concept of pharmaceutical superintelligence, PSI, envisions fully autonomous platforms capable of producing disease-modifying responses without human experimentation. InSilico's milestones include compressing preclinical development timelines, with programs like QPCTL and TNIK reaching key stages in record time. To unlock the next phase of PSI, Zhevoronkov highlights the importance of validated benchmark repositories and community reinforcement learning. InSilico's success in developing an AI-driven treatment for idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis showcases the potential of AI in drug discovery. Zhevoronkov believes that AI-designed drugs could be available to patients within the next 5 to 6 years, marking a significant milestone in the field. The convergence of advanced AI models and validated task-specific models will be key to achieving pharmaceutical superintelligence, revolutionizing the drug discovery process.
Lexeria's technology supports higher levels of the GLP-1 drug semaglutide in brain. Lexeria Bioscience Corp. announces successful results from its fluorescently tagged semaglutide rodent biodistribution study. The study showed that Dehydratec FTS composition demonstrated higher brain biodistribution compared to conventional formulations. This enhanced brain distribution may lead to improved safety and efficacy of GLP-1 drugs. Lexeria's technology could potentially enhance the performance of current and future GLP-1 drugs by improving brain neurochemistry involvement. These findings support further research and industry partnerships to develop safer and more effective GLP-1 drugs.
ABVC Biopharma reports $1.03 million in total licensing revenues collected in Q3 to date, highlighting high-margin business model. ABVC Biopharma reports a total of $1.203 million in licensing revenues collected in the third quarter to date, with a recent payment of $145,950 from OncoX Biopharma. This brings the total Q3 payments from OncoX to $595,950. The company's consolidated licensing revenues from strategic partners, including AIBTL Biopharma, Forsecon I Corporation, and OncoX, amount to $1,225,950. These revenues contribute to ABVC's high-margin business model, strengthening its cash position and profitability. Dr. Patil, ABVC's CEO, highlighted the reliability of the licensing framework and the company's ongoing efforts to expand its portfolio. OncoX Biopharma, a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company, is actively developing next-generation cancer immunotherapies and expanding into cancer-supportive care and preventative health through natural ingredients. Creative Biolabs powers new momentum in CAR-T therapy research. Creative Biolabs, a biotech company, is at the forefront of advancing CAR therapy research. Their one-stop platform and project approach enable efficient movement in designing new CAR constructs and screening therapeutic candidates. With a focus on designing vectors for CAR gene delivery into T cells, Creative Biolabs offers GMP-like and GMP-grade vectors for early-stage studies and human clinical trials. The company's advanced CAR designs, including dual-targeting CARs and logic-gated constructs, aim to enhance tumor specificity. As the global CAR-T market grows, Creative Biolabs serves as a strategic partner for universities, biotech, and pharmaceutical companies seeking to accelerate their immunotherapy programs.
Creative Biolabs expands IVD capabilities with integrated protein and nucleic acid detection. Creative Biolabs has expanded its IVD capabilities with integrated protein and nucleic acid detection services. Protein-level detection services offered by Creative Biolabs provide reliable data from limited sample volumes, crucial for disease diagnostics and drug development. The company also focuses on protein biomarker detection for early diagnosis, utilizing advanced technology platforms for quantitative detection of specific targets. Additionally, Creative Biolabs has developed combined nucleic acid and protein detection services, allowing for simultaneous analysis of both signals in a single assay. This innovative approach saves time and sample volume, enhancing early disease detection and clinical assessment. The company's expert emphasized the importance of integrated protein and nucleic acid biomarkers for future IVD advancements.
Viromed Medical AG. Successful ISO 13485 certification paves the way for market launch of ViroCap in October 2025. Viromed Medical AG has successfully received the ISO 13485 certification, allowing them to launch their ViroCap medical device in October 2025. This certification marks Viromed as an approved medical device manufacturer, giving them the ability to independently market their products. The CEO, Yuwei Perbant, sees this as a significant milestone, providing new revenue potential and a competitive edge. The ViroCap product range includes derma and med devices for dermatology and wound treatment, as well as a veterinary device. The lightweight ViroCap offers contact-free treatment using cold plasma technology. With this certification, Viromed is well-positioned to enter the market quickly and tap into growth opportunities in the medical field. Alzheimer's Community Care announces specialized adult Alzheimer's Day Center funding for new participants. Alzheimer's Community Care announces additional funding for specialized day center attendance, covering expenses for up to 58 participants with dementia-related disorders. The funding will provide care 5 days a week for 8 months at ACC's specialized adult Alzheimer's Day Centers in Palm Beach, Martin, and St. Lucie counties. These centers offer caregivers a break while providing enrichment activities like art therapy and music therapy. ACC President and CEO David Franklin expressed gratitude for the investment, emphasizing their commitment to compassionate care. Limited spaces are available, so interested individuals should contact the intake department at 561-683-2700. Alzheimer's Community Care has been supporting families in South Florida dealing with Alzheimer's for over 20 years, offering hope through community-based care. WPB, Finding Hope After Trauma, book panel discussion at Beachway Therapy Center. Beachway Therapy Center in West Palm Beach is hosting a panel discussion on Rescued, Hope for the Shattered Heart and Soul by Trisha Young's LMHC. The event will take place on October 24th from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Registration is required. Young's book offers a roadmap for healing from trauma, addiction, and loss. The panel will include personal stories of recovery and discussions on trauma treatment. Attendees will gain insights and tools for their own healing journey. Beachway Therapy Center is a top provider of mental health and substance abuse treatment services, offering evidence-based programs in a safe and nurturing environment. Follow them on social media for more information.
Plus Therapeutics announces successful accreditation and certification for its CNSI Diagnostics Clinical Laboratory. CNSI Diagnostics, a subsidiary of Plus Therapeutics, receives accreditation from CMS for its lab in Houston, Texas. This certification ensures compliance with CLIA regulations, a key step in bringing the CNED cerebrospinal fluid assay platform to patients with CNS cancers. President Russ Bradley highlights the lab's commitment to quality standards and market access strategy. The accreditation allows for state licensure in 48 states, broad insurance coverage, and access to government payer programs. CNSI Diagnostics specializes in identifying tumor cells in the central nervous system, while Plus Therapeutics focuses on developing targeted radiotherapeutics for challenging CNS cancers. For more information, visit the company's website. McKesson announces new organizational structure. McKesson Corporation announced changes to its reportable segments and organizational structure, effective in the second quarter of fiscal year 2026. The new structure aims to enhance strategic alignment and transparency, optimizing portfolio management for long-term value creation. The updated reporting structure reflects a strategic evolution of the business, focusing on accelerating growth in high-margin areas like oncology, multi-specialty, and biopharma services. Additional details will be shared during the upcoming Investor Day on Tuesday, September 23, 2025. The new reportable segments include North American Pharmaceutical, Oncology and Multispecialty, Prescription Technology Solutions, and Medical Surgical Solutions. McKesson also announced the intention to separate its Medical Surgical Solutions segment into an independent company. Stay tuned for more updates during the Investor Day event.
Biomed News Breaks, Lantern Pharma Inc. LTRN achieves key milestone in global trial for never smoker lung cancer. Lantern Pharma Inc., a clinical stage biotechnology company, has achieved a key milestone in its global trial for never smoker lung cancer. The company completed targeted patient enrollment in Japan for its Phase 2 Harmonic TM clinical trial evaluating investigational drug candidate LP300 in never smoker non-small cell lung cancer patients. Lantern Pharma's CEO, Panna Sharma, stated that this milestone demonstrates excellent execution of their international expansion strategy. The company's focus on regions with the highest prevalence of never-smoker NSCLC is validated by this achievement. Lantern Pharma continues enrollment in Taiwan and the United States, bringing them closer to generating clinical data that could establish LP300 as a treatment option for this underserved patient population with significant unmet medical need.
Streamline Scientific launches advanced PCR reporting service to support smarter UTI care and strengthen antibiotic stewardship. Streamline Scientific has launched an enhanced PCR reporting service for urinary tract infection testing, aimed at reducing inappropriate antibiotic use and strengthening stewardship initiatives. UTIs in the U.S. result in over 10 million doctor visits annually, with up to 30% receiving the wrong antibiotics. The service integrates CLSI M100 guidelines into PCR reports, providing clear information on pathogens and resistance markers. President Sean Hood states that this service addresses antibiotic stewardship challenges by connecting lab results to treatment decisions, supporting patient care. the service benefits labs by adding clinical value and simplifies PCR data for medical practices, aligning with stewardship goals. Visit streamlineci.com for more information on this innovative service. New research suggests dietary change could improve glioblastoma treatment outcomes. Researchers at the University of Michigan have published a study suggesting that implementing a dietary adjustment could improve glioblastoma treatment outcomes. The study team recommends low-protein diets and serine-free protein shakes to make the brain cancer more susceptible to chemotherapy and radiation treatments. While further testing is needed before human trials, there is hope for new ways to target this deadly cancer. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, are also exploring innovative approaches in this field.
Scholarships awarded to 5 high school students, leading efforts for healthier communities. The American Heart Association is investing in the next generation of student leaders through its school-based initiative, the American Heart Challenge. 5 $1,000 scholarships are awarded annually to high school students across the country who are passionate about heart health and exhibit exceptional leadership qualities. These outstanding student leaders model healthy choices and inspire their peers to do the same. 2024-25 scholarship recipients include Addison Groland, Ashley Lomonaco, Jack Woronovage, Jameson Calvary, and Zoe Bloomquist. The American Heart Challenge engages middle and high school students in service learning activities to raise awareness and funds in the fight against heart disease and stroke. To learn more about bringing the American Heart Challenge to your school, visit www.heart.org/get-started.
Network news breaks. Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc. TQB OTLC featured in Network Newswire, editorial on advancing cancer research. Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc. OTLC was recently featured in a Network Newswire editorial focused on advancing cancer research. The editorial, titled "Advancing Cancer Research Brings New Hope for Patients Worldwide," emphasizes the company's efforts in treating deadly cancers like glioblastoma and pancreatic cancer, as well as rare pediatric disorders. Led by Chair and CEO Dr. Vuong Trieo, Oncotelic is utilizing AI, nanomedicine, and advanced clinical strategies to develop a transformative pipeline. With an intellectual property portfolio of around 500 patent applications and 75 granted patents, the company aims to revolutionize cancer and rare disease treatment approaches. Biomed news breaks. Kairos Pharma Ltd., NU American, Kappa, reports positive interim phase 2 data for EN-105 in prostate cancer. Kairos Pharma Ltd., Kappa, has reported positive interim efficacy data for EN-105 in metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer. The EN-105 and apalutamide combination achieved a median progression-free survival of over 13 months, exceeding the trial's target by 45%. 7 out of 9 patients showed declines in prostate-specific antigen levels, and the treatment was well-tolerated with no dose-limiting toxicities observed. Kairos is hosting a KOL webcast today to review the findings with clinical experts. ENV-105 is an antibody targeting CD105 to reverse drug resistance in cancer treatments. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Ltd., QNTM, receives Health Canada product license for Clarity. Quantum Biopharma, a biopharmaceutical company focused on developing treatments for neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders, has received a product license from Health Canada for its natural health product, Clarity. The license allows for the sale of Clarity in Canada, with recommended uses including supporting energy production, metabolism, and cognitive performance. Quantum previously licensed a similar product in the United States under the brand name UnbuzzDTM. The company is dedicated to building a portfolio of innovative assets and biotech solutions for challenging disorders, with drug candidates in various stages of development. GeoVax to present CMRO4S1 clinical progress at the Emerging Growth Conference. GeoVax Labs Inc. will present at the Emerging Growth Conference to discuss positive interim clinical results for GeoCM04S1, their lead COVID-19 vaccine candidate, Recent data show differentiated immune responses in immunocompromised patients with robust T-cell and cross-variant antibody responses. The results highlight CM4S1's potential as a multi-antigen solution for patients not fully covered by first-generation vaccines. CEO David Dodd will present at the conference, emphasizing the promise of their MVA platform in delivering broad, durable immune protection. Participants can register to attend the event and submit questions in advance. GeoVax is a clinical stage biotechnology company developing vaccines for infectious diseases and therapies for solid tumor cancers. For more information, visit www.geovax.com. Biomed News Breaks, Quantum Biopharma Litid, QNTM. QNTM, licensee UnBuzzD Wellness to host investor webinar on Sept 16. Quantum Biopharma Litid, QNTM, licensee UnBuzzD Wellness will host an investor webinar on September 16 at 1:30 p.m. PT, 4:30 p.m. ET. The event will feature CEO John Duffy, advisor Jason Sawyer, medical director Dr. Eric Hoskins, and board co-chair Gary David, outlining the Reg D506C investment opportunity, clinical data, and strategies for UnBuzzTM. Quantum Biopharma focuses on innovative assets for neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders and alcohol misuse. Lucid Psycheceuticals Inc., a subsidiary, is developing Lucid MS to address multiple sclerosis. Quantum Biopharma also invented UnBuzzTM and spun out its OTC version to UnBuzzD Wellness Inc., retaining ownership and receiving royalty payments. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at 8STAS, QNTM.
Isotropic Corporation, OTQZF, when 15 years of data creates unassailable AI advantage. Isotropic Corporation, listed on the CSE as IZO and on the OTCQB as IZOZF, is leveraging 15 years of breast CT data to develop a groundbreaking AI algorithm. This proprietary machine learning reconstruction algorithm, known as IZOVIEW, aims to set new global imaging standards. By using a self-supervised approach on X-ray data before reconstruction, IZOVIEW avoids the delays that hinder other AI methods. With trade secret protection and modality-specific training, Isotropic is establishing a competitive advantage in the AI field. As AI applications in CT imaging struggle to move from theory to practice, Isotropic's focus on domain-specific training, proprietary datasets, and protected algorithms is setting them apart in the medical imaging industry.
Biomed News Breaks, Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc., OTLC, highlights 2 years of clinical milestones across oncology and rare disease programs. Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc., OTLC, has achieved significant milestones in the past 2 years, showcasing progress in late-stage programs like OT101 for pancreatic cancer and OXI-4503 for AML-MDS. The company also has assets in Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, and pediatric rare diseases, with a nanomedicine pipeline advancing multiple drug candidates. CEO Dr. Vuong Trieo emphasized the company's strong position in the biotech industry, addressing high unmet needs in multi-billion-dollar markets. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Oncotelic Therapeutics is dedicated to developing innovative oncology and immunotherapy products, with a focus on high unmet need cancers and rare pediatric indications. The company's CEO, Dr. Vuong Trieo, is a prolific inventor with numerous patents. Through joint ventures like GMP Bio, Oncotelic is expanding its pipeline to strengthen its position in oncology and rare disease therapeutics. HeartBeam Inc., NASDAQ BEAT, prepares innovative ECG technology for commercial launch. HeartBeam Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, has provided an update on its proprietary 12-lead ECG synthesis software for arrhythmia assessment. The company submitted its software application to the FDA earlier this year, aiming to streamline integration into clinical workflows and home monitoring routines. With plans for FDA clearance and comprehensive commercial readiness, HeartBeam is poised to revolutionize cardiac diagnostics. Anticipating clearance by the end of the year, the company's innovative technology could transform how heart health is monitored in clinical and home settings. Investors can find more information in the company's newsroom. Study finds that common sweetener could compromise cancer treatment effectiveness. Researchers at University of Pittsburgh have found that patients who consume sucralose regularly may have a lower likelihood of benefiting from immunotherapy and longer survival times. Sucralose, commonly found in products like Splenda, is an artificial sweetener. This groundbreaking research connects dietary choices to cancer treatment effectiveness. The results from animal model studies are eye-opening, and the impact on human clinical trials remains to be seen. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NYS American, CI, may need to consider these findings as they develop new treatments.
Tech Media Breaks Health Linked Corp., OTCQLYK, expands IP portfolio with new U.S. patent filings. HealthLinked Corp., a leader in patient-centric healthcare technology, has expanded its intellectual property portfolio with two new U.S. patent filings. These filings cover a universal patient identifier system and an AI appointment scheduling agent aimed at unifying health records and enhancing patient experience. HealthLink's mission is to secure medical data access and streamline care coordination. The company's cloud-based platform connects patients with providers for virtual or in-office appointments, consolidating medical records into a secure, accessible location. With AI-driven insights and integrated telehealth services, HealthLinked empowers patients and providers to coordinate care effectively while delivering savings on prescriptions and healthcare services. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Tracy Miller expands inventive sleep with the Wedge Collection, pillows designed to fit the way you sleep. Tracy Miller, the inventor and sleep innovator behind Inventive Sleep, introduces the Wedge Collection, a suite of purpose-driven designs solving common sleep challenges. The collection includes the No-Gap Stacker Wedge, Side Sleeper Wedge with Bonus Pillow, Adjustable Backrest Wedge, and Stomach Sleeper Comfort Wedge. Each design offers targeted solutions, from eliminating bed gaps to relieving side sleeper pressure. Retailers can now connect with wellness-focused consumers seeking smarter comfort solutions. The Wedge Collection expands the definition of sleep wellness, offering function-first products that provide innovative ways to sleep, relax, and recharge. Tracy Miller's Inventive Sleep Wedge Collection creates fresh opportunities in the specialty sleep and wellness category, with potential applications in healthcare, institutional, and spa settings.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.